With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. In the Northwoods, we've had an unusually dry and warm winter, and that leads to concerns about wildfires in the spring. Although we've had some rain now, things can dry out again quickly. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed spoke with a forester and representative from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources about fire risk.
This winter was the warmest ever in the state since record-keeping began in 1895. It's led to massive economic repercussions for the Northwoods, a region that depends on winter sports tourism. That's not all. It's also opened up the door to wildfires. Catherine Cooley is a wildfire prevention specialist at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. She says that the lack of snow this season has brought Wisconsin an early fire season.
We went snow-free statewide in February, so that is certainly a lot earlier than in normal years. We've about doubled the number of fires we traditionally have at this point of the season.
Typically, fires in Wisconsin start just after the snow cover melts. This year, we've had just under 500 fires burning almost 1,000 acres. That's significantly more than previous years. In 2022, there were around 140 fires that burnt over 300 acres. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people to hold off on burning until vegetation greens up. If you do choose to burn, obtain proper burning permits and make sure you follow the safety tips listed. Always make sure your fires are completely out before you leave.
I can honestly say that in my tenure with the department, I've actually seen a decline in the number of wildfires over the last 20 years. So certainly this year is a bit unique with the early fire season, but over the last 20, 30 years, we have seen an overall decline.
Cooley attributes that to quick citizen reporting, alternatives to burning, and media coverage when there's elevated risk. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
Many growers rely on a map from the United States Department of Agriculture, which shows what are known as hardiness zones. It's a data-driven map that helps show what plants may grow well based on temperatures. The map predicts the coldest temperatures to expect every year to let us know which plants will be hardy enough to survive it. There have been some big shifts over the past decade. The eastern side of the state saw the biggest changes along Lake Michigan in the Milwaukee and Kenosha areas. Shifts in central Wisconsin also show changes in what plants may thrive. Janelle Ware is a horticulture educator in Marathon and Wood counties.
The area along the Wisconsin River between Stevens Point and Wausau, that's now showing as a 5A, where before it was a 4B. Zone 3 virtually disappeared from Wisconsin. There's a couple of spots left, but have major shifts out of Zone 3, or those colder zones, and into warmer zones.
So what can gardeners expect?
We can use the map as a rule of thumb. It's not going to tell us the coldest temperatures in a given year, but it'll give us a rule of thumb of what types of plants will be hardy for us. So gardeners can use that as an indicator of whether or not they can grow zone 4. Perhaps they can even experiment with zone 5 plants.
For a successful garden, Ware recommends good gardening practices like mulching, proper plant spacing, and choosing plants from locally sourced vendors. She also suggests looking for disease-resistant varieties. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Wisconsin Republicans have ignored the latest call from Democratic Governor Tony Evers to spend $125 million to combat so-called forever chemicals, leading Evers to say he may file a lawsuit over the issue. Evers invoked a rarely used power and called a meeting of the Republican-led legislature's budget committee, urging it to release the funding that has previously been approved in the state budget. While no Republicans came, Evers made a previously unannounced appearance and joined three Democratic lawmakers in blasting Republican inaction.
By the fact that the Republicans on the committee are no-shows means that more people are going to suffer in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee called Evers' move blatant political game playing. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments today in Democratic Governor Tony Evers' lawsuit against the Republican-controlled legislature, arguing that it is unconstitutionally blocking funding for a state conservation program. The case marks the latest power struggle between Evers, who has issued more vetoes than any Wisconsin governor, and the Republican-controlled legislature. A ruling in favor of Evers would upend long-held practices in the legislature and give the Democrats a victory that could have an impact far beyond the case at hand. The court's liberal majority agreed to hear the case over objections from conservative justices. The court will issue a ruling in several weeks or months. Representative Rob Swearingen announced his bid for re-election Tuesday. The Republican from Rhinelander has served as a state representative for the 34th District for six terms. In the news release announcing his re-election bid, Swearingen said he strongly advocates for lowering taxes, expanding broadband access district-wide, promoting tourism, and addressing the unique issues that only people in the Northwoods face. The 34th District includes Oneida and Vilas counties. A lawsuit in Wisconsin argues voters with disabilities should be able to cast their ballots electronically and that failing to provide that option for the upcoming August 13th primary and November presidential election is discriminatory and unconstitutional. The lawsuit filed Tuesday seeks to require that electronic absentee voting be an option for people with disabilities in Wisconsin, just as it is for military and overseas voters. Absentee ballots, including who can return them and where, have been a political flashpoint in swing state Wisconsin, where four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by less than a percentage point. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.